Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1682, 9 Tips for Financial Success and Freedom, Take Control of Your Money, Part 2, by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 9 Tips for Financial Success and Freedom. Take Control of Your Money. Part 2 by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Number 5, pay off your high interest rate debt. If you have any high interest rate debt, such as credit card debt, then I highly recommend paying it off quickly. High interest rate debt simply becomes more and more difficult to pay off over time as those interest charges build and become unmanageable. Before you know it, that $100 you spent at the store may be costing you $500 over the years. This kind of debt can add a crazy amount of stress, and it becomes increasingly hard to pay off. And it will most likely prevent you from reaching your other financial goals. Due to this, I recommend making a plan and starting to pay off your high interest rate debt as soon as you can. To start, take a look at why you're in debt in the first place, as this will help you move forward and not fall into the same mistake later in the future. Then the next step is to attack your debt. Figure out what you can do to eliminate it, which will most likely include finding ways to make extra money, cutting your expenses, making extra debt payments, and so on. Number 6, conduct regular family money meetings. Making sure that everyone is on the same financial page in your family is a very important step to achieving financial success. This is because one person can change everything. It is money after all, and it is so easy to make a mistake. Having regular money talks with your family usually means increased communication between partners, a unified financial goal, partners being more involved, and so on. In these regular money talks, you can talk about topics such as how your finances are doing, tracking your income and expenses, going over the family budget, discussing your debt, discussing your retirement path, openly talking about any current financial issues, and understanding your financial goals. These are just some examples. These are all great things to talk about because it can make difficult financial conversations easier to have over time. I know it can be scary at first, especially if you and your partner don't talk about money, but it's important to be honest, open, and working together. This makes it easier to reach financial goals and achieve financial success. Number 7, diversify your income. Having more than one source of income has many benefits, and I'm a big fan of having multiple income streams. Having multiple streams of income is good because you won't be too reliant on one source of income, such as your day job. You can have a backup plan, you may be able to retire earlier, and so on. Ways to diversify your income may include rental real estate, dividend income, and starting a side business. Diversifying your income is a great way to reach financial success. Number 8, save for retirement. Retirement is probably the number one financial goal for most people. This makes sense, as retirement has so many benefits. Learning how to save for retirement is how you start preparing for your future. It's necessary if you don't want to work for the rest of your life, or if you want to do things after you quit working, such as traveling or taking up a new hobby. Even if you think that you love your job and will want to work forever, you never know what the future may bring, so it's best to save for retirement. Number 9, track your money. To reach financial success, I recommend tracking your finances. This will tell you how much debt you're dealing with, your net worth, where you stand for retirement, and more. Plus, tracking how you're doing can be a fun way to stay motivated towards your goals. The tracking platform I recommend is Personal Capital. It's free personal finance software, and it can track many different aspects of your financial life. You can connect accounts such as your mortgage, bank, credit cards, investment portfolio, retirement, and more to easily see your whole financial situation in one easy place. You can also track your cash flow, your spending, how much money you're saving, how your investments are doing, and more. How do you become financially successful? Learning how to achieve financial success can be a long road, and the steps you need to take will vary from person to person. Personal finance is personal after all. The tips mentioned will set you on a path to reach your goals so you can reach financial success, be happier, and take control of your money. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 9 Tips for Financial Success and Freedom, Take Control of Your Money by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Getting out of debt was one of the most satisfying parts of my financial journey. It also freed up so much money that I could then throw at investments and building up my emergency fund. While debt seems to be a norm for nearly everyone around us, it would benefit us to start seeing it as an emergency. Debt is standing in the way of us building wealth, and so it serves us well to attack it as aggressively as we can. While it's easy to say, pay off debt, in practical terms, it helps to get clear on how much money you have each month to throw at your debt. And this requires careful budgeting and tracking of expenses. Right now, I'm helping a friend work through this, and it's been interesting to see how budgeting has a direct effect on her ability to pay off debt. In August, we came up with a rough budget for September based on her understanding of her expenses. With the knowledge of her income, it looked feasible for her to be able to pay $1,000 towards debt last month. But here's the thing. When we checked in this week, her actual expenses were double what we thought they would be, and there was about $500 unaccounted for in her tracking. This resulted in her being able to put $400 towards debt. I saw this as fantastic news. Now we're getting a clearer picture of the reality so we can come up with a plan that actually works. Our first plan was simply unrealistic because we weren't working with comprehensive information. And for next month, we're going to get even more clarity and focus on more comprehensive tracking. I think it's really hard to come up with a debt payoff or saving strategy before you get a good handle on your expenses and spending. And the best way to do that is by tracking your expenses in the moment you're making a purchase. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. I'll be back with more posts for you on Monday. So have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.